Dan Olson is director of operations for WyndhamNet in Windham, Minnesota. Windham is in the southwest part of the state between Mankato and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The community was one of the first in the nation to build a fiber-to-the-home broadband network. Olson will be in Cook County on February 10th to talk about Windham's broadband experience as Cook County begins that process with Arrowhead Electric Cooperative. Olson said high-speed internet has been up and running for 5 years in Windham.
Well, the city of Windham was a cable TV operator since 1984, and the system came time to rebuild or do something with it. And about that time, fiber technology was, you know, in its infancy and coming around, and the residents had kind of wanted broadband. And after a couple of years of research, it was decided to go ahead and build a fiber-to-the-home system to every business and residents in the city of Windham.
Olson said broadband is available to the 1,800 homes and businesses of Windham, but a collaboration is extending that to many more customers.
We are starting the construction process. The group's called the Southwest Minnesota Broadband Services. It's a coalition of 8 smaller communities. One community has 31 homes in it, and the biggest one would be Lakefield with about 2,200 homes.
Arrowhead Electric Co-op is set to begin fiber optic work in May or June, and some residents aren't sure how they would use broadband, or even if they want the service. Olson said high-speed internet has changed Windham.
We went through the same process. I've been involved with high-speed internet for about 10, 12 years, and when I got here, people, you know, it was the build it and they will come mentality. People didn't know what to use it for. Some did. We had the, you know, early adopters that were, you know, pounding on the door every morning, you know, you've got to build it to me. And they figured out reasons to use it. It's, you know, once you're exposed to it, you can't live without it. We've got a little Ma and Pa gas station here, and we've got cameras in it that they can monitor from home, and all their point of sales are through their broadband. The tanks are monitored through broadband when they need fuel. It sends out an email basically and says, hey, I'm out of fuel, I need fuel soon, all the way up to a very large trucking company that they know where all their trucks are at. You know, a load is dispatched them to them. They know where the trucks are at. They can put together a bid and bid on that within minutes.
Olson said Windham is also home to a big Toro Company plant that continues to grow and hire because of the availability of broadband. High-speed internet has also allowed people to work from their homes, and the Windham experience could easily work for Cook County.
We have many home-operated businesses. We have a lot of people that work for Sanford Healthcare over in Sioux Falls that actually live here in the community. They'll commute one day a week over to Sioux Falls, which is about 90 miles, and the rest of the week they're at their home here. With it, we have a few with Wells Fargo Bank that are doing some of the same type situations. You know, their home office, you know, nobody needs to know where you're at these days. With it, you're virtual.
Dan Olson will be in Cook County on February 10th, 11 a.m. at Arrowhead Electric and 2 p.m. at the courthouse. Details are available from Cook County Higher Education. Olson said he has one major message to bring to local businesses.
The high-speed internet, it's a groundswell movement. Once you have it, it's hard to go back. It's hard to do business without it in this global economy right now.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.